favorite intro yet.
Welcome back to the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. We just had a little dance session with our jingle there, courtesy of BB.
BB Peter Studio, y'all. You need a jingle? You need a song? Be looking out.
That's
or
right.
Reach out to bbstudio.com.
So today is a jokey kind of day, man. It's April 1st.
No joke about that. It's April 1st.
No lie. Season 5, episode 12.
12. Wow.
I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you to get started. And I also forgot
April
about
1st.
The... we got an even more new setup here. Different video setup going on, so...
You see how we improve it. We make improvements. Home improvements.
We got to get...
We got to get that drop. Please.
There it was.
Thank you, Bill. Bill of Plethora Films. Thank you, Bill.
How you doing?
So today we have our newest sponsor we've been promoting here for a little while, the Third Ryan, part of the Bermuda Rye Angle. His name is Ryan Poole. He's with Hawk Plumbing. So we're going to get him on the show. He's a fun guy. I met him at work, met him at the Q, at Local Q. And, you know, obviously I connected with him pretty quickly, and he's a regular out there, a good dude, and he's a lot of fun too, man. So hopefully we have a blast talking to him today.
Yeah, this is kind of a special episode. We're going to do like a little sponsor shout out episode, you know, like Local
Yes.
Q, yo, Local Q, best wings in the Carolinas. They kind of brought us together to our triangle.
That's true. That's where we ran into each other. Yeah.
So true. which connects us to Plethora Films, who's doing this right here. If you want to reach out to Bill Kerrigan of Plethora Films, then you can reach him out at catatonic1234@gmail.com. You know, because it's more than to make music happen, especially we learned that through the SC Venue crisis. It takes way more than just music to have a music scene. We need to be fed. We need to have working toilets. We need to have working plumbing. We can't have a pool. Shout out to Ryan Poole.
Nice. It is spelled P-U-H-L. I think it's maybe German or something, but we'll ask him about that. Speaking of pools, it's almost pool season too.
It absolutely is. Man, with speaking of pool so much, should we just go ahead and pull them into this conversation?
I think we should pull them on in, but first let's crack an ice cold RC Cola. But for those of you watching the video, you know it's not quite.
Oh, we have RC. Green screen, so we can green that screen.
Oh, yeah, that might...
That might
look kind of funny.
You're drinking air. You're drinking Umpod soda. Dude.
We reach out to RC brand cola. We might be able to do some sort of hybrid cross-promotion thing.
Umpod soda.
I'm down.
What flavor would it be?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm going to say off the top of my head? And I want you to get your opinion,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay.
Like, you know when you just go at on the drink machine and you hit every single one of the tabs and go back and forth?
Yes.
That's what the flavor would be.
I remember what that used to be called, but I don't want to call that anymore.
They call it Dr. Pepper now because it's 23 flavors in one.
Dr. But, P. Nice.
Hey, drum, Bill. It's all right. No. Thank you. I like that even better. You're nailing it. That's exactly what I wanted it to be.
You get when you drink an ice cold, refreshing Umpod cola.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. I guess it's time.
Yes.
I wish we could have done it right off piggyback to you say pull them in, because that was excellent. Good job, by the way.
I can still do it. We can make the wrangle complete with, all right, since we have video, I'm going to join my hand, and then you're going to take my hand, and we're going to take this hand. Take this
I'm
hand
touching
on my
phone, too, for some reason.
Put your phone on my hand, or my phone.
Phone to phone, hand to hand.
This is a wrangle as we call Ryan. We're pulling Ryan in.
This
now
is
think
not.
About Ryan.
Hi, you reached cell phone to Ryan. I think if you could please leave me
okay,
your
all right,
okay,
now
hold on. You know what?
Okay,
I think it was too obtuse. You know what? I did tell him that we're calling him. I need to remind him that it's from your phone.
Oh, Ryangle complete. Ryangle complete.
Here we go. Isosceles, let's go.
Hey, this is the Upstate Music Mine. Is this Ryan Poole?
It is.
Ryan, dude, it's awesome getting you on the show finally. And so the Ryangle is now complete for the first time in history. How does it feel?
Feels good to be part of the trifecta.
The trifecta.
The
rifecta.
Come on, bro.
The rifecta.
We got to alter all these
the
words.
The rifecta. That's right.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Ryan, look, man, I kind of set it up. I know we met at work. We talk sports. We talk shit. We talk a lot of stuff there at the Q. But tell us about, we're going to get into the business, obviously. We want to get into that. But Let's give Local Q a little light too, because they're one of our main sponsors as well. What made you come into Local Q for the first time? How'd you hear about us?
Well, actually, my girlfriend used to go there before COVID, and when you guys opened back up, it was kind of a spot that we had started going to. As a matter of fact, the first time we were in there by ourselves for probably 3 hours, hanging out with one of the people down there, and just kind of fell in love with the place.
That's right. That's right. And he loves the wings too, of course. That's what we always talk about. I think he consistently gets the same kind of order. I'm not going to call out your order on air, Ryan. Not that you give a shit, but
it's almost embarrassing, right?
But I will say he does like a nice ice cold Miller Lite with a frosty mug, of course.
Oh, that frosty mug. Yes, absolutely.
This is officially, I want you to meet my co-host, other Ryan here, Dr. Lovebeats. And he's a good dude. He's a DJ. He's a drummer. Man of many hats. Normally rocks one of his Lovebeats hats, which we're going to give you one as a new sponsor, of course.
Absolutely. You've earned one, bud.
I'll definitely wear it and show the love. No problem.
Dude, and I'm not in the plumbing biz, but me and Bill together, we work at a hardware store, so we kind of deal with the parts of it. We have to fake it till we make it, so I'm glad that I can have a real plumber that I can defer to all of our customers. Today. Hey, here's a real plumber. I'm Ryan, but there's a real Ryan. Let me pull him on the line here. His name's Ryan Poole.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Love every second of it. And don't worry about the fake it till you make it. We all go through that. It's no problem.
Dude, I heard that. I'm still faking it till I make it. I'm still ready to make it.
Yeah, now, did you ever play football? You're kind of a big guy there.
I did. I played football a little bit. Yep.
Okay. I'm so glad that they can hear our sound drops too.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Hell yeah, man. I played receiver. My stats, career stats, are 1 catch for 6 yards. So I was an absolute legend at Wade Hampton High School.
Wade Hampton, that's good, sir.
Legend.
All right, man. I guess let's get to business, man. Tell us a little bit about Hawk Plumbing here.
There's not a lot to tell. We do our best to take our customers and give them the utmost attention they deserve at a good price. And we're not, you know, trying to give that type of service where you're feeling like you're not important. And we're a small company, just a local grown boys that come out and do a good job. That's really all we've got going on here, man.
Great, man. How long have you guys been operating for?
We've been going at it now for about 3 years. So just after COVID, we started off really, really small, and we're still very small, but not really, really small.
It's kind of like Greenville. Like, we started small, and we're not really small anymore. We're not a big city, but we kind of got best of both worlds. We've said that on the show, you know, several times.
Absolutely. And I know, if being a business and being a business owner, you're in business after 1 year, you're doing something right to even keep this doors open, keep doing this thing. So, and I was telling my other RC Cola brother over here, it takes so much more to have, you know, this is upstate music mind, but, you know, you and everything that you do is a part of our scene, because everything connects together. Good musicians, good venues, we can't do this with, if the plumbing don't work, they literally the shit, the city.
That's a Freudian slip right there,
oh,
my
yo.
Friend.
Bill,
all the drops, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. That was like,
Oh, gosh. What I meant to say is you're part of it, man. You're still part of the music scene. You're part of the Umpod Nation, mm-hmm. doing what you do. So that's like how I would say to somebody, that's your music, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm dumb, because I should have said this right out of the gate. He reminded me by saying RC Cola brother. Not only, folks, are we three Ryans, we're three Ryan Christophers.
Oh, snap.
This was destiny.
What was our parents?
Yeah, that was brought up to about, 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, because I was closing them out, and I like saw C, and then I was like, wait a second, hold on.
Well,
like,
you asked every single Ryan almost. You're absolutely. What's your middle name? You're like,
I got to know. I got to know.
We're stacked up the Ryan Christophers.
Right. There's a surplus.
Hey, man. Yeah, we're all here looking for each other. We finally found each other. Here we are.
But then there's like zero Christopher Ryans. But anyway,
those guys are losers. We don't associate with Christopher Ryans. Just kidding. We love you guys. but Ryan Christopher Poole, yeah, that's who we're talking to today on the show for the first time.
Hawk Plumbing
of Hawk Plumbing, www.hawk.plumbing. So it's really, really easy to find there,
dude. And I'm gonna reach out to our buddy BB Peters, who wrote the theme song of our song. I think we need to reach out to him. I think you just need to go ahead and get a jingle. So I'll see what I can work on that, dude. Hawk Plumbing. You heard it here first.
Hey, man. Yeah. So if you know our jingle at the beginning and mostly at the end of our episodes, BB is a professional jingle writer. He's written jingles for like Outback Steakhouse, Disney Channel, Pontiac, a bunch of big, big companies. And he, for free, wrote us one out of, just being a good friend of the show and everything. So if he can help you out in some way, that'd be cool, man. Get you a little Hawk Plumbing jingle.
Yeah, and if he needs some plumbing, he can absolutely reach out. We can trade if he would like to.
That's what I love about the upstate, y'all. We can work together. Like, that trade and favors go so much further than cash. So that's so cool to be like, hey, we can work together.
Yeah.
I will DJ and I will play some gigs for somebody for some favors if you need help for stuff that I need. You know what I mean? So this is so cool.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll give you a free bartending card one night. I'll come out there and do something for you. I have no idea how this is all going to tie together. But
you probably hook people up more than anybody else being in the business. You're already like, I got you on this one, bro. Local QBO.
Ryan, I guess while we start wrapping up here, man, let's get into your brain about some music. What kind of music are you into? I mean, this is a music show after all, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody says I like all music, and I really do, except limited country music. I could do just about everything but the country.
Okay. Like that new country? Like that new country?
Yeah, like if you were going to ask me, like, country music, I'd probably stretch out to, like, Chris Stapleton, maybe. But
yeah.
I'm just not a big country fan. I just don't have, I'm not that sad, you know what I mean?
That's good. I like to hear that. That sounds good.
So, okay, like, are you more into hard rock kind of stuff or hip-hop or what?
My playlist is bananas, man. It'll go from Jelly Roll to, like, I don't know, REO Speedwagon. It does not matter to me, man. I like it all.
Heck yeah.
Okay. It's like yeah. The radio stations they have in areas like Chuck FM or Charlie FM or whatever they're called, right? And it just like rotates random shit all the time.
Yeah, that's me. Like, I'm going to the Creed concert coming up in July, I think. I'm going to Stained on Mother's Day. I mean, Finger 11's going to be coming. I mean, just really whatever, seriously.
That answers my next question. I was going to ask if you're going to some shows. You just answered it. Loved it. We're in a Ryangle telepathic speaking to each other right here, y'all.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right, dude.
It's great. Yeah, we do the Blue Ridge Rock Festival. Oh, cool. Every other year up there in Virginia. I mean, all the big bands come out for that. It's rock and hip hop and stuff. It's good stuff.
Did you go this past year?
I did not. My son went and said it was a mess with the rain. It was a good thing I didn't go.
Yeah, like I wanted to go see Sleep Token, but that was the only, and then it rained the rest of, like, that's like the only like night they got in or whatever, something.
Yeah, no, I went the previous year when it was like, Ice Cube came out and Tech N9ne was out there and Alien Ant Farm and Dope Tree. It was all over the place. It was a really good show. But I think it was up to 4 days. It was.
So that means you going this year then, bro.
Well, maybe. It depends on the rain forecast, I would say.
All right, we'll get Umpod, we'll get media passes, and then
there we go.
You get to come with us because you're a sponsor of Umpod. So there you
go,
bro.
Well, I actually go up there with my camper. We camp it up, man. We got a 33-foot camper. It's a good time. Cook all kinds of good food. Have a bathroom on site. It's a nice shower, which is really nice. Kitchen.
Doing it right, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you betcha.
We should just make like an Umpod trip sometime, man.
Yeah, we need to get these media passes. It's for real.
Yeah, I'm in, man. You guys say the word. I'm there.
All right, Blue Ridge. Y'all heard it. We have a real podcast. Look at this video. We're legit.
Yes, and speaking of, look at this video. So, Ryan, you'll be able to see this when this releases, obviously, here. But, we're incorporating a couple more cameras. We're kind of tweaking things. We're trying to kind of get our feel here. And we appreciate the hell out of Bill over here. He's doing a great job, man. He's I mean, I don't know. This just kind of came out of nowhere, and I just want to say I appreciate Bill's efforts here. We're really excited because now we got this, set up to where I'm waving my hands around because I know that I have a green screen behind me, and it's the first time I've ever done that in my life. So
yeah, so whenever, Hawk Plumbing need this commercial, we got Plethora Films.
Sure, there you commercial, go, bro.
Bam. Thanks. With the BBC. So
is it Bob? Thanks, Bob.
Got you, dude.
Shit, okay, yeah. Ryan's, Mr. Poole, do you have anything else for us, bud? I think we've kind of touched all bases here.
Yeah, I'm solid, and I'd love to come in with you guys in person pretty soon.
So, yeah, we'll do an in-person one, too. We'll get that set up, and then everybody can kind of get the full experience.
Yeah, and I think maybe if you're down with it, we need to just be able to have your number on when we're doing an episode. We might just need to complete the Ryan-go and just give you a call randomly every time now and then.
Oh,
get your
thing
out and stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to save your number into my phone here because it won't ring if it's not saved. That's my fault. I'll get you in there.
Now you know. Now you got it.
Well, speaking of numbers, if you want to reach out to Hawk Plumbing, you can reach them at 864-380-9005, or you can go to www.hawk.plumbing or reach Ryan at ryan@hawk.plumbing.
Boom.
Yeah,
there
man.
There you go, y'all. Now you know, Umpod Nation, for all your plumbing needs, we got you, Hawk Plumbing.
All right, Ryan,
that,
you got
that,
anything
that was
else?
Excellent. Thank you. No,
yeah, man.
That was excellent. You guys are good guys.
Well, thank we you. Appreciate you, brother, and I'll shoot you a text after we're done wrapping up and touch base with you, man.
Sounds good, fellas. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right,
see
brother.
You, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Umpod, this day in music.
Thank you, Matt Crisp. We have to keep thanking him for that drop. Today is April 1st.
April Fools.
And we're not joking. Okay, this... Damn, it's such a bummer, but it's a big one. So, this on April 1st, on this day, 30 years ago to this date, Marvin Gaye died. I know that's kind of shitty. So,
we always say we're not going to do that.
I know, but, Marvin Gaye, man, let's give him some shout-out here. I mean, an absolute legend. It was a sad day, but... Okay, well, I remember this band's name from a previous... On this day... In 1976, pioneering British punk band The Buzzcocks, sounds painful, played their first show at Bolton's Institute of Technology. The concert didn't last long because after three songs, the power went out, so they had to stop. So,
oh.
That's a buzz kill for the Buzzcocks. I guess it wasn't funny enough for Bill. In 2000, he was mid-sip. So, yeah, also on this day in 2000, Santana.
I know one Buzzcock song. Falling in love with someone, I'm falling, falling in love with someone, I'm falling in love and I'm falling with someone, I'm falling. Thank you.
Also on April 1st, 2000, Ryan learned how to speak. Santana scored their first number one album with Supernatural.
Oh, snap. Supernatural. I'm pretty sure that's the one that had Rob Thomas on.
Oh, yeah. It was very smooth.
Oh, they had a lot of good songs on that one. That Maria, my time.
Maria. Wait,
yeah,
wait,
I love
the right one.
Yes, it's the same song. Yeah, I was singing Carlos's part. He sings that just mumble part in the background.
All right, well, let's hop into some birthdays here.
All right, born on April 1st, no joke.
April 1st, we're going to start with Mr. Ronnie Lane of Small Faces.
Small Faces, Ronnie. He I'm pretty sure. Well, maybe not. I was gonna say he was in. Is that the same dude that was in Rolling Stones? That's Ronnie Wood.
Yeah.
And so there's two Ronnies in Small and the Faces, I guess.
I do not know.
I guess at this point, maybe the Small Faces were different than the regular Faces.
I like
Ed Rod Stewart with them. I know that much.
That's okay. Then I'm thinking the same band. Then okay. That is the right one. Then.
Okay, good.
I think
you're normally right. Normally right about that.
Umpod, reach out and let me know. Sorry.
Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers, also. And I saw a meme about this earlier this week. Shout out to Jeff Porcaro of Toto. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. So I just got to see Toto come. They opened up for Journey when they came to the arena
on Valentine's
Day.
Oh, yeah.
He has so many cool stories. I've seen him twice, actually. I saw Toto, but then I saw him. He played with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band. With Todd Rundgren and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, Toto is amazing. He had a lot of really cool stories. I'll say that much. Definitely go see Toto live. That guy's off. Awesome. Happy birthday,
Jeff. Happy birthday, Jeff. All right, the other ones are okay. Here we go. Hillary Scott. Happy birthday, Hillary Scott. She is our age, brother.
She's in Lady A. Yeah,
she's in Lady A.
And, she's our age. Okay.
Yeah, she's born in 1986. So 86 baby.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, lady.
All right, lady. Let's name this episode "All Right, Lady."
I like Hillary Scott. Her mom was a backup singer for Reba McEntire.
Oh, really?
Fact.
So Reba McEntire has been 40 for 40 years. It's kind of insane when you think about it.
Yeah. And ginger don't crack, I think is what I heard.
It's not as catchy. All right, so a little bit different episode today, but we wanted to give full shout out and a full dedicated episode to our new sponsor, Hawk Plumbing. Shout out to Ryan, the third Ryangle, RC Cola brother number three.
Yes, yes. So like just a nice highlight to everybody. Local Q, you're a sponsor. We love you. Plethora Films, Bill, we love you. Thank you for doing this. And then BB Peters Studio, writing our jingle, man. Thank you for doing that, man. Like
100%.
All y'all keep the things going so we can keep on playing all the music that we love for all this amazing music scene.
Well, and also some former sponsors that have been on the show. Like we do appreciate their sponsorship from the past. And I did want to mention, Golden Grove. Obviously, they've had to kind of shut things down, and that's a sad thing because they were such a great place for live music. But we wanted to talk to Andrew Brown soon, so that's something still in the works. We're going to get Andrew Brown on the show and get his perspective on kind of everything that's going on here. But just want to give him some love because I've been talking to him a little bit.
Yeah, definitely love Golden Grove for sure, and they may come back. Who knows, man? They're so good. It was so awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well,
is that a wrap on this episode, dude?
I think so.
Wow, man! Another great episode. Thanks again, Plethora Films, Bill, for being here and the extra sound drops this time. I enjoyed it. Thank you. Hit me every sound drop real quick. Sorry. Thank you. Oh, dang, that was hot. I'm Dr. Love Beats. This is Ryan Sturz. We're on Pod Nation. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace out.